can you bring it out of an old flour, you know, bake it? Mm-hmm. What do they call it?
Biscuit.
Did they ever make any in loaves?
Oh, yeah.
What do they call that?
Just loaf.
Mm-hmm. And any other kinds of breads that, besides, you know, biscuits and cornbread and loaf bread? That,
well, it's about it. It's like that kind.
You said that there were two kinds of bread, the homemade kind and the kind you buy at the store. Do you have any name for that?
What you buy at the store? Loaf of bread.
What about those things, flat things that you might have, put syrup on, you might fry?
Pancakes? Very few, but they had a few.
Sometimes, I guess maybe you probably have it now more than you would then, round things with a hole in the
middle. No, not.
They ever make those when you come out much?
No.
And the stuff you would put in bread, granulated stuff, not baking powder, to, you know, I think they would use it maybe to make it rise or something.
Yeast.
And if you went to the store to, you know, go buy a quantity of flour, you'd say I bought 2 quarts of flour, too.
Sacks back then.
Or are you talking about the weight of it? You'd say I bought 2.
Yeah, 24 pounds. Now, when I go down and buy, I buy 5 pounds or 2. But back then, they bought 24 pounds.
They just, did they weigh that out?
No, it was already bagged.
What about things like sugar? Was that already bagged?
No, sugar.
How did they sell
it? In a barrel. Little scoop.
Did they have a term for when you sell it like that, when it loose, you sell it?
The pound, or whatever they want.
Now, I think when we were talking about eggs or something yesterday, you mentioned stuff for breakfast. The inside part of the egg, what would they call that?
Striffing, something like that.
And that's the, which was that? Is that the white or the?
No, that's next to the egg. Little, you could get that out of the shell. Because the white, you know, the yellow is the yolk.
It is white.
I don't know what to call it.
And stripping, was that in between the shell and the white?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I've never really noticed that.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes, you know, some made a little something wrong. They'd break an egg, get that stripping out, put it on a place, and thought it broke it. It had a drawing effect.
Well, cause the blood to clot up there?
Yeah, I suppose.
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
What's some of the different ways you might fix eggs?
Well, fry and boil was the principle.
Did you ever see when they get some hot water and kind of crack them, let them fall out of the shells in the water like that?
They never did it, but my.
Would you have a term for eggs that were made like that? Any special name for them?
Now you mean the egg part was going into water?
Yes, sir.
No, we never done that.
Did they ever talk about poached eggs?
Yeah.
What did they mean by that?
Well, that was a solid egg on steam it or boil it.
Now, if say you were talking to another man and telling him about a job that you had to do, when you were telling him about it, you'd say, well, it's not, you'd say it's for, the job's for, not just for me, it's for
you. Yeah.
And say you were, you know, you were comparing how tall you were, you'd say, well, he's not as tall as
I am.
Or I'm not as tall as
you. Yeah.
Oh, say you knock at the door, and they know who you are. You might not say your name. You just say, well, it's...